All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at MKR Workshop. As nothing says spicing up your kitchen like getting a new kitchen table. Or what if you need to upgrade your workspace in order to get more projects done? Well, then the folks at MKR Workshop have all of the solutions for you. As MKR Workshop specializes in building and designing custom-made furniture for all of your home and office needs. Now, you can contact the folks at MKR Workshop anytime via email at mkrworkshop.com. Now, after the Pittsburgh Steelers began this NFL season, with a record of 1-2-1, they have gone on to win their last four games, and over this stretch, that streak has included victories over each of their AFC North foes. The Steelers once again find themselves in first place in the AFC North, and they are once again the team to beat. And of course, you know, things did not get started on the right foot for the Steelers. They tied the Cleveland Browns in their first game of the season. Then they lost at home in week number two to the Kansas City Chiefs. And after getting back on track with a victory over the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in week number three, they fell at home to the Baltimore Ravens, but you've seen a swagger get back to this Pittsburgh Steelers team. Of course, there were the distractions with running back Le'Veon Bell not reporting, but this team offensively has rallied around young running back James Conner. We know about what quarterback Ben Roethlisberger can do, and the same can be said about wide receivers Antonio Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster. Now, the Steelers' defense is beginning to round into form as well, as their front seven is flying around the football. They are attacking and putting pressure on opposing quarterbacks, and on top of that, their secondary is beginning to shore things up. And you look at the Steelers' team, they have their swagger, and it's at the opportune time because it's November. So it's time for the contenders to separate themselves from the pretenders in each respective division in order to get to the postseason. Now, you look at Pittsburgh. They have a tough game at home this Thursday night with the Carolina Panthers. They still have a home game next month with the Los Angeles Chargers, and they are clicking right now. And you cannot overlook Pittsburgh's last three games. Home for New England, at New Orleans, and then home for Cincinnati. That's going to be a telling stretch. But I think Pittsburgh right now, barring any setbacks due to injuries, will not relinquish their hold on first place. It's just a matter of whether or not that they'll be able to get a first-round bye. That's going to be tough because you look at the way that the New England Patriots are playing right now. They're rolling. You look at the way that the Kansas City Chiefs are playing. They have not slowed down since the season began. So you're looking at your two first-round byes right there. And it's just a matter of how is Pittsburgh going to fare? Are they going to do enough to avoid Kansas City in the first round? Or are they going to, or in the second round rather, or are they going to do enough to avoid New England in the second round? We'll have to wait and see. But for all of those people that were ready to write the Steelers off after their tough start, and you know, when things look bleak, credit to this team, credit to head coach Mike Tomlin, you know, for not getting away from the game plan. And, you know, the Pittsburgh Steelers, they've been known as a physical team throughout the history of this organization. They've gotten back to it. They have a precision offense. It's clicking right now. And the Steelers have things rolling in the AFC North. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. Now, you can contact the folks at D-Line Tax and Books anytime at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, if you're on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it'll be my pleasure to follow you right back. There's also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. You can check it out. Drop a line and be a part of one of the better sports debating sites going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.